Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As we learn more about the Waukesha Christmas Parade terror suspect, his social media accounts were full of hate and racist comments. Authorities in Wisconsin are reporting Daryl Brooks was trying to strike as many people as possible when he slammed his SUV through the parade on Sunday. Six people have died and dozens were reported injured. A Black Lives Matter militant, Vaughn L. Mays, says the Waukesha Parade murders may be the start of a revolution after the Rittenhouse verdict.
That the revolution has started in Wisconsin. I did tell you that the initial person who reached out to me said that they believe that this has to do with the verdict.
South Korean electronics giant Samsung plans to build a $17 billion semiconductor factory just outside of Austin, Texas. With a global shortage of chips used in cars, phones, tablets, video games, consoles, and just about every other electronic device, the summer of 2024 opening can't happen soon enough. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Scientists are starting to look for life in our galactic backyard. Alpha Centauri, two stars just over 4 light-years away, are the closest sun-like stars to our own solar system. The Tulleman Project is backed by California-based Breakthrough Initiatives. The Next Generation Telescope will go into Earth's orbit in about 2 years and could start detecting planets by about 2025. President Biden is mandating some truck drivers to the vaccine mandate.
The Biden administration will require all truck drivers who cross U.S. borders to be fully vaccinated starting on January 22nd. The American Trucking Association has warned that this mandate will have negative consequences. The group releasing a statement saying, "Our data shows that a vaccine mandate may very well further cripple the supply chain throughout the country by forcing up to 13% of our drivers to leave the industry entirely." From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The 95th annual Macy's Day Parade will feature 20 balloons this year. Creative director Rick Palmer on NBC's Today Show has some of the details.
Full parade. We are parade ready. 95th parade. It's all back. The marching bands, the spectators. Everything is happening this year, and we are thrilled. This actually is one of my favorite floats. Kalahari Resort has been in the parade before. This is a brand new float that we've created. It is a giant water park that will come through Manhattan full of life and giant colossal waves. And
there you go.
And that.
There you go.
So this stage right here is actually an optical illusion. It appears to be a rapid river raft that's constantly moving, but the stage itself will be stationary, so our talent will actually not get seasick. Okay. So proud of this little detail on this float that is just gorgeous. This is a artist collaboration with an artist from South Africa, Caribou Poppy, and really it brings that genuine culture to this float that we love so much. When you've got a giant bird like a peacock, it is the center of attention. We have blinged him out completely filled with glitter and sequins and metallic paint. It's all about the bling. Yeah, so we have a lot of high tech on this float from video to lighting, but also there's a really cool effect on this float.
Okay.
We have a camera mounted on the top of the float that is capturing the crowds along the route, and they will see themselves in the monitor in the back.
This year will feature a Star Wars balloon they're calling Baby Yoda. The Mandalorian star is not Baby Yoda, as its real name is Grogu. I'm Star Wars fan Lance Fry on USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. James Ward is going to be joining us in just a few moments. The pastor, author, visionary, entrepreneur who has emerged as an international, conscious voice of spiritual and moral authority. His latest book, as you recall, we interviewed him several months back, and honored to have him back with us. The title of the book, Zero Victim, Overcoming Injustice with a New Attitude. James, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'll tell you, you're going to be my go-to guy, and more than ever, because of all the chaos, the lawlessness, and everything that we've been dealing with. I mean, this is a spiritual issue on so many dimensions, but people with a spiritual IQ and sensitivity, you know, we're here to lead people into the presence of God and to bring God's peace into this crazy chaos, co-laboring with the Holy Spirit. As we know from Genesis 1, it is the Holy Spirit that hovers over the chaos to bring order. And God is not a God of disorder. He's a God of order. And he is very grieved by what he is seeing in the streets around the world today, don't you think?
Absolutely. And Bill, I so appreciate your perspective and your voice and leading the conversation in this area. It's always a delight being with you. You're framing the very heart of God. When you go back to Genesis 1, 2, in terms of the Holy Spirit of God hovering over the chaos, hovering over the darkness, and the face of chaotic things in the world to bring divine order, that same Holy Spirit is functionally available to us today. It's what I call practical theology. I like to say we have to find Christ in the cultural crisis. Christ is in the midst. He's on the streets of our cities. He's in the courtrooms. And it's up to us as believers to help the world understand, to see the reality of the kingdom of God. There's no other hope for us to be able to address the kind of issues that we're facing off with in our society today.
Well, and it's time for people of faith. It's way past time. I mean, Aldrich, several decades ago, and it seems like, you know, you look back and you think, wow, that was a long time ago, wrote a definitive book about lifestyle evangelism. You know, we that's what we're called to do, is to live out our faith and be that difference, and to be impervious to the cancel culture. The cancel culture doesn't understand. They don't get it. But we do, and it's up to us, you know, to stop them from heading into a cement wall, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, that's Isaiah chapter 60 when, you know, he says that darkness will cover the earth and deep darkness will cover the people, but the Lord's light will arise over you. We're the people of light, the children of light. And one of the things I would say in encouraging, you know, those who are listening today, that this is the time for God's people to engage. Don't withdraw. This is not the time to kind of camp down, you know, to camp out inside the church. But I sometimes say that the church's, the nation's spiritual report card, the church's spiritual report card is the condition of the nation. If we want to know how well we're doing and we're functioning as the church, then we have to look at the condition of the nation. Are we being effective as being salt and light to prevent the darkness and decay? You can't stop decay, You know, if you take a, you know, some bananas sitting on your countertop, they'll never turn from brown to yellow. You can't stop decay, but you can slow it down. That's the role, the church's role in society right now.
Exactly. And the fact of the matter is, James, what I'm hearing from people is they're fed up with this chaos. They're fed up with the lawlessness, and they're looking for an answer. And if the people of faith do not step forward and demonstrate that they are the answer, that they can lead the way. It's not that they themselves are the answer. We're not. But we're conduits to be able to say, you know, like the blind man, I don't understand. I really don't understand. All I know is one minute I wasn't seeing and the next minute I am seeing. And our testimony is that it's that real and personal, isn't it? And it requires, I guess, getting out of ourselves and maybe a little bit of courage, you know, to step forth against this very boisterous cancel culture. But the thing is, it's quite interesting, is we're starting to see this cancel culture, just like anything else, really can't handle the truth. The truth is a very, very powerful element, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, we're really encouraged, our team is encouraged that our book, my book, Zero Victim, Overcoming Injustice with a New Attitude, is doing tremendously well because, Bill, our intent, we're saying it's becoming, and our intent is for it to be a new textbook, America's new textbook for how to deal with cancel culture, how to deal with, you know, the social justice issues of our day. It's an alternative perspective to the critical race theory approach, the approach that divides, but it's a kingdom approach. And let me just explain, for example, we've been neck deep in the Kenosha situation even this week. Interviewing and talking about that. And I was asked about even the Kyle Rittenhouse case, the verdict. There's so much question about that. And, of course, with us being connected to Jacob Blake and his mom, Julia, we're right in that space. And I just want to talk about the importance of God's people engaging. I've been asked about this, and I've been explaining that what we're seeing right now, even in terms of our court system, the legal system, the judge and the jury, our legal system, Bill, is not intended to decide what's right and wrong. It's intended to decide what's legal and what's illegal. And you can have things happen in society that might be legally right, but morally wrong. And it is only the church, it is only God's people that is able to be injected into these situations to help our nation come back to spiritual and moral law and to deal with these matters in a way that can help our nation move forward. You cannot legislate morality. You cannot legislate righteousness. These problems cannot be fixed in the legal system. We're watching the verdict of the Ahmaud Arbery case right now. Our problems cannot be fixed in the legal system. These are spiritual and moral laws that we have to reintroduce to America.
Exactly. And the thing is that instinctively, James, people get it in their heart of hearts. They know something's wrong. And the legal aspect, like you say, may not align at any given moment with the moral, but that's where the church comes into place to help, you know, kind of, you know, help feather that adjustment that needs to take place. But if the church is not activated in the culture, it misses out on that incredible spiritual quality that's so needed, so that, you know, when you talk about injustice, and it was interesting because I was thinking about you the other day and knowing that we were going to be talking, and I felt like what God was showing me was that, yes, people are appalled at injustice, but what kind of justice are we looking for? Are we looking for street justice or righteous justice? And that's the opportunity that we have here, that there's a clear difference between the two. Because when it's righteous justice, then peace abounds. And ultimately, that's what we want. I hear the people saying, well, we need to love more and peace needs to come back. Yes, but if we're not doing the basic elements like what we've learned, you know, we've talked about Genesis and the Old Testament. The whole walk through the Old Testament is about appreciating the laws of God. And if you don't appreciate the laws of God, you can't get to love. You know, they go hand in hand, and you can't say, well, I love this person, I'm a loving person, but I'm going to disobey the laws. Well, it's incongruous. It cannot cohabitate. And, you know, and it's up to the church to help people understand you know, the character of God and how this dovetails in such a way. You know, going back to his statement, I often use this because I think this really is the breakthrough. And it was a breakthrough for me. And that is the conversation between God and Cain. When Cain was all down in the mouth because God wouldn't accept a sacrifice, right? And what he said to Cain echoes through the millennia to all of us. And it's very simple. He says, if you do right, will it not go well for you?
Yeah. And God also tells Cain that evil is crouching at your door. That's this portion
exactly.
That has to be dealt with. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but the opportunity still is to do right, and that right is righteousness. We're not talking Spike Lee right. We're talking God righteousness here. We've got more from James Ward after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
We'll be right back.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. James Ward continues with us, the pastor, author, visionary, and entrepreneur, whose latest book, Zero Victim, Overcoming Injustice with a New Attitude. Highly recommend. If you've not gotten your hands on this book, you want to get your hands on this book. I mean, I would even bless my friends and neighbors with this book, because it is such a blessing and will, you know, cause you to take pause and be a part of the solution in what is happening in our culture today. James, earlier you mentioned the relationship with Jacob Blake and his family. For the sake of remembering everything because of what happened with in Kenosha and the Rittenhouse verdict and everything, people forgot what, you know, where it all began and what started. And Jacob Blake was he was the first domino that set off a chain reaction, wasn't he?
He was. And, you know, Bill, Jacob's story is going to be one of the most powerful redemptive stories, I believe, that we've seen in a long time. You know, Jacob is a member of our church. His mother is a member of our church. His grandmother is a member of our church. And I can say as Jacob's pastor that Jacob is a remarkable young man. His heart for the Lord, he's serving the Lord as authentically as any other Christian I've ever met in the church. Mm. Jesus has done something in his heart, not something that came from being woke, but something that has come from being awakened by Christ. Mm. And it pains me even to see that the narrative about, you know, sure, there were some bad choices in his life, like they're all in all of our lives.
Like all of us, right? I mean, we're without exception. Exactly. Yeah, go ahead.
But the same God that turned Saul of Tarsus into Paul the Apostle, he's a God of redemption. And I'm so proud of Jacob and what God has done. And it pains me to even see the narrative that continues to be circulated about him because he's a brother in Christ and his heart has been changed. We're dealing with a situation now, Bill, that this counterfeit revival of being woke that's overtaking our nation. You talked earlier about the church abdicating its responsibility. Unless the church engages, we're going to continue to see this counterfeit revival happening in our nation. We don't need to be woke. We need to be awakened. And the applied gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the greatest injustice happened to the only innocent man that ever lived. You don't find a bigger justice issue than that. And while he was still being victimized, he's already praying for the Lord's forgiveness, for the Lord to forgive us, for the love of God, speaking it over our nation. We've got to have the church engaged to bring our nation back to that place of understanding the power of love and forgiveness. That doesn't dismiss wrong. That doesn't dismiss sin. That's why Jesus had to die on the cross, because of the vile nature of sin. But the redemptive love of God and the power of the gospel is what America needs right now. And we're just encouraging and calling on every Christian to engage, to come out of the shadows, but to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. And I wrote this book because I really want to equip Christians. Many believers say, hey, I want to do something, but I don't know what to do. I really believe there's some tremendous encouragement in the book to help Christians to know how to engage with this zero victim perspective that we've been sharing.
Well, what a great story about Jacob Blake, a brother in Christ, James. I mean, and as you say, and remind everybody that God is in the redeeming business. You know, Jacob Blake and the family, and I believe the rest of us can be especially thankful this Thanksgiving holiday, which really sets up the season for the ultimate gratitude, I believe, is when, you know, Christmas Day, when, you know, God came down from heaven to earth, you know, to redeem us, to call us back home. And regardless of the situation, I mean, what Jacob Blake has experienced and the turn, because this is what happens when you repent. You acknowledge what it is that you've done according to God and God's laws and God's character. And, you know, so I'll tell you that is an incredible story. And I'm so glad and excited for Jacob Blake in his future, because where he seemed to be heading, you know, a couple of years ago was not very positive. And I'm sure he'd probably tell you that he's probably more hopeful than he's ever been.
Yes, the time is going to come, Bill, when he'll have a chance to share his testimony. Your listeners are kind of hearing it first from me, from his pastor, that Jacob is a changed man. And there are There are hundreds of thousands of Jacob Blakes out there, hundreds of thousands of young men, even as a black man.
Exactly.
You know, as I look in the black community, I look at the violence in the streets of Chicago. Again, Christ in the crisis. Jesus loves every soul. And even from a political standpoint, I sometimes have to sit with some of my Christian conservative friends and push back and say, hey, you can't be judgmental about these kinds of things. We need empathy. We need compassion to understand and have a heart for the least of these, to know that this is a sin problem, not a skin problem. There is a devil. There is a devil loose in our society, and only the church has the authority to utilize those keys of the kingdom to bind the work of the enemy and to bind every work of darkness to see the kingdom of God come. We've got work to do, but it's an exciting time to be a believer, man. This is a great time.
It really is. There's no surprise here. That's what you're saying, James, is that God, this is all part of God's plan. And our challenge is to align with God's plan, step out of ourselves. Like you said, it's easy to react and be opinionated and offer, you know, your ideas about certain things. But, you know, pause for just a moment, you know, and just say, Father, what are you doing? What business are you about here, and how do I align with your purpose so that we are in unity? And when that happens, whew, wow, that is power, because then you have God super on your natural, and incredible things can happen, right?
You're absolutely right. You know, you wonder whether it's the Jacob Blake scenario, the incident with Jacob, or the Kyle Rittenhouse incident. You see all of these challenges that are in the streets. I told our church this past Sunday that if Jesus deals with a man who had a demon called Legion, if there are 6,000 demons and this one guy, and let's just say there are 10,000 people protesting in the streets of Kenosha, Bill, you're talking about potentially 60 million demons in the streets. You think there's going to be some bloodshed and some violence and some killing and some hatred? Yes, because you got these demonic forces that are actually on the streets, and we've got to continue to preach the gospel in terms of the gospel applied to see the word of God come to truth. God says, if my people, 2 Chronicles 7:14,
yes,
have to go back there, if my people, not the government, not the Democrats, Republicans, liberals, not President Biden, President Trump, if my people, the church, will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, turn from their sins and seek my face, and God says, I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins, and I will heal the land. Only God can heal America. And I believe he's faithful to keep his word if we'll do what we're called to do.
Well, you mentioned the Rittenhouse verdict, and you've been in contact with Jacob Blake and his family. And I've seen some comments from other family members that I know that are struggling, you know, with what happened here. I mean, and this is a process. You know, for some, it could be immediate. You know, they just feel the sanctification of God, the calling out of God, and attitudes can change quite radically and quickly. And for some, it's a bit of a process, but our prayers continue directed toward them that, you know, that peace would abound in their lives and that they would see this as God sees this. What is your insight into the Rittenhouse verdict? I know we were all praying that, you know, peace would abound and there would not be another outbreak. And this was the threat. And, you know, as I was saying with another guest here, Pastor, that it almost seemed like the media was cheering things on so that there would be a riot. And I found that to be quite disturbing.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate that the media is, you know, complicit in these matters. I let the court system do what the court system is do. I let the jurors and the judge do their job. That's the system we live by. That's the best system we have. Whether we like it or we don't like it, we have to go with it and we have to stand by it. The great thing from a faith perspective, I just did a CNN interview. Your listeners can go to my YouTube channel, James E. Ward Jr. on YouTube. And I just did an interview with Julia Jackson, who is the mother of Jacob Blake. And we sat together, and from her own mouth, she said, you know what? My heart is at peace. Jacob's heart is similar to my heart. I pray not only for the officer that shot my son. She said, I pray for Kyle Rittenhouse and his family. They believe in it. They live this zero victim mindset because it's the mindset of Christ. It's what every believer should be doing. And so I'm really proud of Julia, really proud of Jacob, just in their interactions with something that's been traumatic for their family.
Well, Pastor, please give him a hug for us and say to Jacob, welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the brotherhood. This is awesome. I am so excited, and, you know, and I look forward to the next time that we can get together. James Ward, pastor, author, visionary entrepreneur, his book, get your hands on it, Zero Victim, Overcoming Injustice with a New Attitude. James, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
All the best. Happy Thanksgiving. God bless.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As we learn more about the Waukesha Christmas Parade terror suspect, his social media accounts were full of hate and racist comments. Authorities in Wisconsin are reporting Daryl Brooks was trying to strike as many people as possible when he slammed his SUV through the parade on Sunday. Six people have died and dozens were reported injured. A Black Lives Matter militant, Vaughn L. Mays, says the Waukesha Parade murders may be the start of a revolution after the Rittenhouse verdict.
That the revolution has started in Wisconsin. I did tell you that the initial person who reached out to me said that they believe that this has to do with the verdict.
South Korean electronics giant Samsung plans to build a $17 billion semiconductor factory just outside of Austin, Texas. With a global shortage of chips used in cars, phones, tablets, video games, consoles, and just about every other electronic device, the summer of 2024 opening can't happen soon enough. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Back with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You know, I don't know. You know, every once in a while, you know, when you have those moments when you just have to reconnect with reasons. You know, there's several books I go to. First of all, you know, I'm a theologian, so I go to the Word of God. And there's other books along the way that stand out that bring you some repose and some common sense, especially when it has something to do with politics and our current culture. And one of those books for me is Dr. Wilford Riley's book, Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. I find it to be, you know, quite rewarding and comforting at times because, you know, sometimes with all this craziness, you go, am I really seeing this? You know, is this really right? You know, what is it going on? I mean, you know, even when you look at the TV and you hear all these different perceptions of what is going on, like with our economy and that, and you hear some of these talking heads like at, you know, CNN and some of these liberal outlets, and you go, wow, how do you get there? I just cannot seem to figure this out. But, you know, again, you know, for me, and I'm grateful for the relationship I have with Dr. Riley, that he's so willing to come on the show, most of the time when he's available, and I'm so grateful for that. Because, if we ever needed some common sense and somebody who is thinking about these things that, whose degrees reflect, I think
you know, how do I want to put this? Because there's other people who are highly degreed, and you think, wow, you know, they're highly degreed. They should be very intellectual. But what they have to say is unintellectual, and you know, it's disappointing in that case. But you know, Dr. Riley, I will say that in your presence, that you know, I'm proud to know you. I congratulate you on your intellect and your desire to continue to discover the truth and to share it with us, because you know, right now we're questioning a lot of things right before our eyes, and we're wondering, gosh, you know, are we insane here or what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think some of that is almost intentional. And when people use that term gaslighting, what's meant is that powerful institutions in society, and right now most of these are controlled by the political left, often are saying things that just seem not to be true. And I guess one of my points is that it's important to recognize that those things aren't true, that there's a considerable value to common sense. So, I mean, when we look at a lot of these public incidents, like the Rittenhouse trial going on right now, the impression that's being presented to most citizens is very, very different from reality. So that's not something people are imagining.
Yeah, and I think that at its face, especially when you consider, okay, this is where worldview comes into place. You know, it helps to know where you're coming from. Like, if you're anti-Second Amendment, well, then you're going to see and present this case in a certain way that promotes your viewpoint. You know, you would think in a court of law it'd be different, that in pursuit of the truth, I mean, after all, I mean, you've got he's now 18 years old, young man whose life is hanging in the balance here. You want to get to the truth of the matter and help people understand, you know, to me, and of course this is just me, because I'm not a prosecutor. I'm not looking to say, hey, look at, I'm a hero here. I convicted this guy. You know, I look at it from my standpoint and say, okay, we've gone through a year, this last year plus, about finding that justice balance. You know, how can we arrive at that point? And I think what we're seeing here is a bit of injustice, and that seems to be clear. But, you know, the thing that's good about this, and I know the judge is hesitant, he goes, God, I'm not sure I want to do this in front of TV again. Well, I want to say, thank you for putting it on TV, because we're able to see the process. And I think in many ways we can be thankful we live in America, that there is due process, that people who may have thought one way going into this, that maybe in some cases, and hopefully so, that based on the information, that they've been enlightened and maybe come to a different conclusion than what they had to begin with.
Yeah, I think the judge is doing a good job, first of all. It's important to realize that a lot of American institutions at the local level do work pretty well. I mean, as I understand, the judge is a Democrat, by the way. So this isn't
yes,
necessarily, there may be a liberal conservative element, but there's not necessarily a partisan element to why things work if you go to Wisconsin or Tennessee or just most places in the country. But the reason the judge said that is that there's such an incredible dichotomy between what actually happened in the case and the presentation of it by media outlets that have been watching the live TV feed of the case. And it really has been, I mean, obviously I have a bias myself, but it really has been remarkable to see. So, I mean, what actually happened in the Kyle Rittenhouse case is that a riot began to sort of avenge the justified shooting of a rapist by a good cop. I mean, Under both Trump and Biden, as I understand, the officer that shot Jacob Blake has gone through different inquests and has been totally cleared. He's back on the force. Jacob Blake was accused of rape. The reason the police were involved in this situation is he went back to his victim's house and tried to steal her car. So that's what prompted these riots. It wasn't the abuse of a young man on his way to church or hoops practice. And when the riot began, I mean, there was open street fighting between rioters and people, mostly on the political right, who'd come to respond and protect property. The rioters at one point set a church on fire. They burnt down several minority businesses. And Rittenhouse was involved because of this. You can say, well, maybe he shouldn't have been there. Maybe there shouldn't have been fighters on either side, blah, blah, blah. But the simple reality is that Rittenhouse is one of the clearer self-defense cases I've ever seen. I mean, he was separated from kind of his side, and he was being chased down the street by a crowd. And there's a guy who had a pistol in the crowd. There's a guy who's a convicted 5-time child molester in the crowd. That's Rosenbaum, the guy that's being presented as a hero. And there is another guy who's swinging a metal deck skateboard at his head, and he shoots these guys. And in fact, the two that he killed were multiply convicted felons, et cetera, et cetera. But I think that a lot of people looking at this live from the trial, and then seeing the presentation of man goes to peaceful protests and kills, you know, supporters of Black Lives, are starting to, quote-unquote, red pill. That's something that's been going on for the past year, I think.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, the other thing, you know, when I talk about changing perspective, I can tell you admittedly, for me, when I first heard about this, I'm studying this, and I'm, okay, that's one thing. But what I came to the conclusion, and of course you can't do this in a court of law, but actually who should be on trial are the leaders of Wisconsin.
Yes, of course.
Because if they'd have done their job, Rittenhouse wouldn't have been there, right? But they refused to do their job. They resisted the president's advisement to bring in the National Guard. Nope, the Democratic governor, we got it, Mayor. We've got it under control here. Well, you sure do. You have it under control. And look what happened. And it's like Rittenhouse is taking the bullet for their leadership ineptness, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, this is another one of these things that's often presented through the gaslight. Like, the entire narrative here is basically false. I mean, but it begins with there's epidemic racism against Blacks and Hispanics. And we've both encountered some racism, but racism against the law. Mm. But that's part one. There's a genocidal level of police and medical and so on bias against Blacks and Hispanics. And that's not real. But, I mean, level two is, so responses like riots are...
Let me stop. Dr. Riley, let me stop you there just a second, because I know some people are going to hear what you just said, and, you know, that's not true. But, I mean, when you say it's not true, it's because you've been a student. You've looked at the facts. And when you look at the facts and the data, it demonstrates that it's not true, right? Because I want people to understand that when you say that statement, it's not some broad brush opinion. This is based on factual evidence that you've studied.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that what I just said is true. So this, again, gets into the idea of the gaslight. In actual academia, at least when you're talking about the hard science, and I teach methodology as well as the social sciences, economics, where Thomas Sowell is still in this fold, and then you get into STEM and so on, people very often discuss what are seen as complex, edgy topics. IQ, for example, are the differences among countries. Crime rates are the differences among groups. So in the academy, where people do this for money, this is perfectly accepted. Most people know reality. What I'm about to say, I think, is largely blocked, again, by specific media outlets, really all to the left of the center right. But so I and other people have actually looked at the number of people annually who are involved in abusive incidents with the police. The group most likely to be shot by the cops and abused in most ways actually is poor whites. Recent Latino immigrants are right up there. But if you're talking about Black or Hispanic American citizens, you're talking about very low numbers. The total number of unarmed black men...
We got to go to break. Let's pick it up when we come back.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Dr. Wilfred Riley, professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Dr. Riley, I wanted to, you know, come back and pick up where we left off, because I'm sorry to cut you off there. We hit the proverbial time clock wall and had to go to break, but I want you to finish your thought here before we continue. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. I mean, so what I actually think I got through most of this. The simple fact is the total number of unarmed black men shot by police in a typical year is like 15. If you add in all the whites, Hispanics, Asians, it's a little under 100. So what you see with the modern civil rights movement, I think, is organizations like the SPLC and NAACP that once did a great deal of good that are still in place and still have $500 million endowments and budget that almost need to find racism. And that's how you move to discussions of these issues. There's not a ton of evidence. I'm sure there's some racism at the level of the beat cop, but there's not a ton of evidence that black people are more likely to be shot than whites or treated worse in jail than whites or something like that. Rather the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, this is the problem we get into, which kind of ties into what Thomas Sowell said, warning that our national problems usually do not cause nearly as much harm as the solutions. Because what happens sometimes, and what you're speaking of here, is you have an established paradigm. You have a reward system that says, look, if you want these endowments, you better make sure you're scratching an itch, even if it's not there, in order to get your money. Does that make sense, how I'm putting it?
Yeah, I mean, so the most dangerous time for kind of a revolutionary movement is after it wins. So right now, I mean, we've recently seen gay marriage, for example. This is 2011, 2012 of Birchfeld. And most people that had been involved with the gay rights movement, and sympathy for the gay rights movement, I mean, that would be probably most women I've dated. I mean, that was 50, 60% of the country. But most people that were involved with the movement were like, okay, this is over. Gay people have all rights. You know, we should stop bullying in schools, but that's it. I guess they won. But you immediately saw these large organizations like the HRC flip to new topics. I mean, so you
you saw the trans rights movement start literally the next year. Like, it's not just gay people, you know. I don't want to associate this with the gay community, but I mean, now you're seeing people that are trying to rebrand pedophiles. So you saw this minor affiliated persons thing. It was the number one trend on Twitter. So it's the same thing to some extent with the race stuff. We had all these groups that were set up to fight for the Civil Rights Act. And that was it. That was really the goal. Once lynching stopped, the Civil Rights Act, we're all treated equally. The Civil Rights Act passed in 1964. So to some extent, you can ask the question, you know, why the heck, let's say, are these people still there, still asking for money? You know, I got a donation request flyer from the NAACP today as a black businessman. And the answer is, well, that's what they do. If they stop asking for money, everyone would have to go get jobs. So that's why we keep finding, I think, new forms of racism and bias and so on. That's just human nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because people do that which they get rewarded for, and that's what I mean. The established paradigm is there, and they come back to the well because that's how they get rewarded, and they've got to keep that up. And so here it is, and the more opportunity that they get to come to the headlines and say, "See, we told you so. It's still not over," you know. And so now here we are, continuing to to regurgitate all this stuff that you said. Wait a minute, I thought this was over with, because even in 1964, I mean, the law was already there. It was like we had a law on top of a law. I mean, talk about reinventing the wheel a little bit, you know. Was that fair?
Well, yeah, I think what we wanted to do with racism, because there really is such a history of ethnic almost warfare in the U.S. I mean, the last Indian raid was like 1910. We wanted to just say over and over, this is illegal. So, I mean, you have a whole series of these race decisions. And I mean, I think these are good, this 1950s baseline stuff. But Brown versus the Board of Education banned all segregation, that's 54. Then you have the Civil Rights Act, which banned essentially all racial discrimination. I mean, civilly and sometimes criminally. You can't refuse to serve in your restaurant, this sort of thing. And in 1967, with the Philadelphia Plan, you got pro-minority affirmative action. So a lot of people, I don't think, realize that, again, sure, if you go to the body shop in your town, you may face racism, Hispanic housewife or something, but there's been a technical advantage in favor of minorities in place for about 50 years. So it's at very least a complex picture. It's not just like a hand holding a whip in terms of what U.S. policy is.
Yes. Well, you know, are we chewing on this way too long? I mean, have we got to enough conclusion to where when these things come up, I mean, you know, we're like exercising due process to the point that it just seems to say, well, this was answered. Why are you, I'm just hoping for a judge to come in and say, get it out of here. I'm not going to waste my time. This is a settled case. Why are we regurgitating something that's already established law?
I think the reason, so you have this huge institutional block that we're discussing. And really what they do, it's not so much that they argue that affirmative action doesn't exist, although they certainly minimize it as much as possible. Like, as a successful black man, you rarely hear people say, oh, I had a 10% advantage because of affirmative action when they're griping about racism. But mostly you redirect it to new things. So, like, the argument would be, well, one area we haven't fixed yet is policing. We need a new policing bill a la the Civil Rights Act, but focused specifically on America's domestic guardian. And it just goes on and on. One of the things to realize is that there's no limit to the number of potential oppressed groups. So I think most people, when it comes to their wife or their black and Hispanic military buddies or something, are like, okay, we might have needed a law at one point. But it's not really going to stop. Like, I mean, when you look at the trans movement, non-binary movement, MAP movement, quote unquote, so on down the line, as we pass each bill, there's going to be a demand for another one. So, I mean, not 25 years after the Civil Rights Act, if you might correct me on the years, we saw the Americans with Disabilities Act. Okay, still basically good. But then we saw the gay rights laws and so on. So this is not a completed process. It's going to go on for quite a while, I would say.
Yeah. Well, it's the nature of man, isn't it? Real quick, we got about 3 minutes left. I did want to, because we both love basketball, I wanted to get your read on Enes Kanter, the Boston Celtic NBA player who, I mean, the guy is from Turkey, for goodness sakes. And he is acting more like an American, standing up for human rights against China, and the rest of the NBA is quite quiet. Now, here's a basketball player making $17 million a year. He's not playing very much these days because the NBA is embarrassed to see his size 16 and a half tennis shoe, you know, as a billboard against China, calling them out for slave labor.
Yeah, this is one of these almost funny stories. I mean, Enes Kanter, who's a great guy if you follow sports, is Egypt. Obviously comes from a Muslim country, Turkey, and has been amazed by the NBA's kind of kowtowing before China, where like LeBron James will say things like, well, we shouldn't really criticize a regime. We don't understand a nation full of people of color, this kind of thing. I mean, Sanders pointed out the obvious, which is like, look, China may be a rival that we have to be polite with at international events, but they're probably committing genocide right now. I mean, there's a whole region full of Uyghur Muslims who look basically like Turks who've disappeared, who've been put into these sort of hillside concentration camps. Why isn't anyone talking about this? We talk constantly about whites and blacks getting in fistfights in this country. Why isn't anyone talking about this genocide? Why don't we have investigators over there supplementing the UN? And there's not really an answer to them.
Yeah, we have quite often the leader of the Uyghurs, he is the prime minister in exile, Salih Hutayr, who comes on and to the point, we're trying to keep it up front to, you know, help people realize and again remind them that this is happening in China. China is doing this, and you know, to cause us to take pause and say, wait a minute, we're supporting the Chinese that's doing this to fellow human beings, and here we are, this supposedly woke society that is trying to overcome the issues and the crime and sins of slavery, and here we are, we're purchasing products from a nation and that are producing these products through slave labor. You know, what is wrong with us? Are we a bunch of hypocrites or what?
Well, yeah. I also think, just very quickly, most people don't know this. I mean, again, this gets into the idea. One of the big problems in this country, I mean, Trump called the mainstream center-left media enemies of the people, and that's not too far off from the truth. There are people that have the power to create narratives. I mean, you got the New York Times, you got every cable news station but Fox, and sometimes them. You know, there's one line that comes out. So what is said creates the body of information that most people have and feel they know. And the Uyghur genocide isn't discussed, and that's a conscious decision. So I don't think most people know that their shoes were made by slaves.
But because of Enes Kanter, they're starting to understand. And I mean, here is an athlete, you know, and I look at him compared to you know, the football player who caused all kinds of problems and issues. But you say, to what end? You know, when you compare the two, you're saying at least Enes Kanter is doing something that I think is more positive for humanity, is as opposed to what Colin Kaepernick has done. Or is it just because I like Enes Kanter more than I like Colin Kaepernick? I'm trying to give Colin Kaepernick as much benefit of the doubt as possible. But with Enes Kanter, admittedly, I can tell you it's a little bit easier.
Well, I think we both think Enes Kanter is a better athlete at this point in his career, and maybe he shares our politics a little bit more. But there's also an important real difference. Enes Kanter's taking a risk. What Colin Kaepernick was doing was mouthing conventional center-left platitudes that he knew were going to get him adored by the media. Like when people say Kaepernick took a risk, Kaepernick was blackballed from the NFL, Kaepernick was the third-string QB that year behind Blaine Gabbert. As a result of his protesting and marching around and calling interview sessions, he just signed something like a $100 million contract with Nike. Like, this is the only athlete that has a non-athletic shoe. I mean, and you can make jokes about it. Like, is the jump man on it just going to be a picture of him kneeling, him holding a book? But, I mean, Kaepernick didn't take any risk. Kaepernick is in America criticizing America, and that's the easiest thing you could do.
And the thing is you know, I guess to his credit, his brains aren't getting bashed into the turf every weekend any longer, and he's got a nice paycheck for himself. And so he's found his place, just like these other social justice warriors that have been able to carve out a niche. And for him, he's getting handsomely rewarded. I guess, hey, only in America, and congratulations to him. Dr. Wilfred Riley, as always, appreciate the time. Take care.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination.